It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a Taco Tuesday, October the 25th already. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. And a couple things going on around our community tomorrow. This is all tomorrow. Laughlin Blood Drive at the New Pioneer from 10 to 2. Call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. Bullhead Chamber of Commerce has a ribbon cutting tomorrow at Foodie Grill, 2250 Highway 95, suite number 426 at 4 p.m. If you know where Subway is across from the high school, keep going down that mall towards the old Kmart and you'll see it right there. Any questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. And then Black Bear tomorrow night is doing a portion of the profits with St. Margaret Mary's Columbian Ladies Auxiliary. You have to have a coupon. You can get that coupon on our Speak Out 2.0 Facebook page. Or if you know Gloria Anderson, she can send it to you. In fact, she sent it to me, so if you need it, call me 928-201-3313, and I'll send it to you. Then tomorrow night, we have the Walk Away from Drugs at Ken Folvard Park in Bullhead City at 4:30. Questions, call Lori Duggan, 715-0222. And they also have the Walk Away from Drugs in Lake Havasu City at Lennon Bridge Resort at 5:30. Call Ricarda at 928-846-1462. Couple things going on in sports for you. Tonight, we have the Phoenix Suns taking on the Golden State Warriors at 7 o'clock. No games tomorrow. And we're back on Thursday with the Thursday Night Football, the Ravens and the Buccaneers at 4:30. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes. Are you ready for internet? Fast internet? Digital TV? Digital telephone? Well, MEC's partnered with TWN to bring that to you. Yes, I have it, so I know. Yeah, it's great. I don't think I've called them one time since I've had them to say, fix this or fix that. It's just, yeah, they have it at City Hall, too, so you know it's got to be good. What you need to do to find out when they're coming to your neck of the woods is go to TWNcom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095. We're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Yeah, are you looking for some money, a vacation home, maybe a pool or an add-on? Well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. Go in and get some money out of his vault. It's the size of the Pentagon underground. And he just goes down there and, you know, you apply for a loan for $200. He goes in the vault, gets you the $200, and brings it up and hands it to you. That's how simple it is at Mojave Mortgage. Yeah, you know, he makes it easy. Almost. Call them up, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of health care? You can do that at Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They will hire you, and they will do the training and work with MCC to get you a certified nursing assistant certificate. Yes, all while you're being paid. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 928-763-1404. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in pools, home or commercial, experts in pest solutions, home or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. And in our studio, Mr. Barron himself. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you? Oh, I need to start the show with change the music.
Here we go.
Yeah. And have you won Citizen of the Year yet from the Community Achievement Award?
I did a few years ago, yeah. Okay, yeah, it was a great honor.
It's time again, I think.
There's a lot of great people out there.
Mr. Fort Mojave, Matt, the owner of Barron's Services and all the services I just mentioned, worked all day Saturday and completed the playground at the Boys and Girls Club in Fort Mojave.
Yeah, what a great day for our community. A bunch of us, probably 50 folks from whether it be local. We brought Festival Charities and Kaboom brought their volunteers down from the Phoenix area. And we built in three days, we built a sport court, which we don't have in this area. It's the first one actually in Arizona.
Okay.
We built a playground.
Wow.
We did work on our field. We spread 1 million pounds of mulch, it felt like. And so with the help of a ton of volunteers and just had a great day at the park and or at the Boys and Girls, New Boys and Girls Club. And we did some pretty cool stuff this last weekend.
Good.
Yeah. Someone knocking at the door there.
Yeah. No. Can't you see the sign says on air? Put it on the door, ma'am. She got some from our mail, apparently. I don't know how that happens, but it does sometimes. I've built two Kaboom parks in Bullhead City, or I've helped out. Both of them at Rotary Park, the first one burned down. And Kaboom usually brings a little cheerleader woman. Usually it's about 3 feet, 4 feet tall.
Right.
And she's usually in charge. And she rallies everybody, gets them to do some arm stretching and exercises, and then, boom, puts them to work.
Yeah, so we had Spirit from the Fiesta Bowl Charities who came and joined us and played with the kids and helped at the build. And so they had a mascot there, and their folks got people energized and ready to go. And it was, I think we started at roughly 8:30, and we got done right around 2:30 or 3.
Cool.
It was a long, fun, eventful, productive day for the Boys and Girls Club.
And Kaboom is always telling you how to put it together and make sure that you're doing it right, and they give you a drawing. And why am I hearing music? It's just a great thing to do.
Yeah.
And then when you start seeing kids climbing all over it and everything, then you know you had a part of that.
It was great. I've been a part of a few of these things as well too, and it's amazing how the community comes together for that sort of stuff. And we had so many volunteers, and there was people putting the playground together or spreading the mulch or putting signs on the ground or
Dan Ayler
mixing concrete. Dan was out there, and the folks from Legacy were out there, it was a really good day for the Boys and Girls Club, and we're hoping that new club's open. Hopefully somewhere around the new year would be the goal.
Okay.
So that's where we're at right now.
You got the pad down for it already?
Oh, it's the shell's up, interior is being worked on.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping two and a half months, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what time brings. The holidays are always rougher,
tough,
you know. But, there's great progress out there. So,
fabulous.
Goalposts are up on the football field.
And the field's done, right?
Field's done. We still got to put the scoreboard up. But, it's done. We're going to be working on the field to improve it. We're going to be scalping it down and regrowing the grass and, getting it where it needs to be. So.
And that's the Barron's crew doing that.
Our Barron folks help out a lot with a lot of that stuff. But, we've got a great guy who is working with the club to maintain the fields, and he does a great job for us. So
fabulous.
Yeah, it's lots of fun stuff happening right now for the club.
Yeah, good. And you're the president of the board of directors.
Currently I am, yes.
Yeah. And how big is your board?
It fluctuates. It just really depends. You know how it works here, Larry, there's 100 people doing the work of 300 people, and so everybody's spread thin. But we've got a good board. We've got a group of people who dedicate their time. We had, several board members out there this weekend doing the labor and holding a rake or a shovel or whatever it might be. So... we've got good things happen right now for the club.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Los Matadors.
Yeah, right.
Golf tournament coming up.
Yeah. First weekend in
Matt
in November.
Matt just comes in and we recap everything going on in the community.
Yeah, which is great because talking about Barron is boring. So, community is what it's all about.
I already read a 10-second ad.
There you go. Okay. That's all you need.
So when's the tournament?
Yeah, November 5th is the tournament. November 4th, the night before, is the Calcutta, which is always great. That's the night of fun where folks can really enjoy themselves.
You bid on teams.
Bid
and
on
stuff.
Teams.
Yeah.
Yep. And we're back at Laughlin Ranch this year, and that's such a great environment for that. So, you know, that tournament's been sold out pretty much the week after we announced it. It was
really
sold out. Still looking for tee sponsors. So okay. If you're interested, you can contact me or any Matador, if you know any Matadors locally. We still are selling those through Monday or Tuesday.
I'm just amazed that it's sold out.
It's quick. I mean, it only can take so many teams. I get involved a lot of these tournaments. Matter of fact, there's another one coming up the month after that. And this is the one that sells out the quickest every single year. Yeah, it's to me, it's the big tournament of the year.
Right.
You know, it's done
well.
Well,
and
done
you have
right.
a lot of Matadors that play golf.
Yeah, it's a group that is into the golf scene, and it's a group that has been doing it for a very long time, and we improve it every year, I think, and it's good. Just it's if you're going to do a golf tournament, if you're going to do one, this is the one I would do.
And yeah. you use Gary Reynolds to help you?
Yeah, Gary helps out with the group for sure. He's a big part of bringing teams in and doing the organizational side of things when it comes to the day of.
Yeah, and I think he does the Boys and Girls Tournament.
He helped us with the boys. He and I and a few others did the Boys and Girls Club this year. And
he helped our Kiwanis Club with our tournament. He just loves doing that.
Yeah, he's helped my Rotary group before, and so it's if you need assistance with that, he's great for the organization of the teams and the day of the event.
Yeah, Gary Reynolds Mortgage in Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, I guess, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And besides the tournament, now you got Rotary. What's going on with Rotary?
Yeah, so Rotary,
Sunrise Rotary,
that's the morning group. We just finished up our cornhole tournament a couple weeks ago and raised some money for our local kids.
That's the same day as the first responders?
Yep, it's a combination event between the first responders and the cornhole tournament, and we had Little League out there doing a hit-a-thon to support their program and support our park in the valley.
Cool.
So that was a great day, and we'll now be getting involved with the kids' queue for the barbecue competition coming up. So Rotary's busy just like Kiwanis, like every other group in town this time of year.
Well, the kids' queue is part of Slaborama, which is huge.
Correct.
And I want to say it is January 9th, I believe.
I believe it's January. That's a really good question.
January 13th.
January 13th.
13th.
Correct. 13th, 14th. The whole weekend is.
Yeah.
But the kids' queue is on the 13th.
And it just takes over Rotary Park.
It does. It does. Yeah. Yeah. And that's another great event. You know, October, November. Ish, maybe September. That's a big part of our events, and then again in February,
March.
In April. Correct. We have that window of time. So.
Well, it's when our weather is usually good. Saturday was a little windy in the afternoon.
Yeah. During our build, it was a little windy.
Yeah.
Talk about another great weekend. I mean, Corn Fest, Boys and Girls Club big day, the build day.
Yeah.
Tribe had their Indian Days on last weekend as
they
well,
had
too.
The races over
the
here.
The races.
And Hall & Oates at the event center.
It's crazy how much stuff
you
goes
can't
on here.
You keep up.
No, it's nuts.
Well, and then we had some Key Club members show up to help us at the Corn Fest, and they had just come for 4 hours of giving out food with Grace Heck at the City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you'd add all those things up today, and it was a busy town.
I think the city had a triathlon or something going on, too.
Oh, that
I
could
saw
be.
Some pictures. We talk about this all the time, you and I, Larry, that if you say there's nothing going on in this town, you are not paying attention because there is three or four events every weekend,
right?
You know, especially this time of year.
Well, and, you know, the city alone, there's 52 weeks in a year, and they say they do about 85 tournaments.
Wow.
So there's many days, many weekends when there's more than one tournament going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like might be a swim tournament and a softball tournament or so on and so forth. But, no, this town is getting more and more busy. And I don't know if you saw the map that Toby Cotter staff put together showing all the businesses that are coming. There's a lot going on in our town.
Yeah, there is. It's a good time to be here.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be a part of the community.
You know, Walker Service Electric is one of my sponsors, and they're building Fire Station 2, the add-on, the remodel.
Which looks great.
And they're building Jimmy John's, which is, halfway between you and me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be a great place, too. And they're just coming in rolls,
Yes, they are.
So
yes, they are.
And Churches has their... plans at City Hall, waiting to get those approved.
Yeah, I heard there was a Jack in the Box coming to Fort Mojave, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, down there towards Casa Serrano. That
Toby's not talking about Fort Mojave.
Yeah, well, we're bridge to bridge here, Larry. We're bridge to bridge.
We are, too, aren't we, though? That's like Karen Summit was saying at the block party. a week or so ago. She was saying, I want to do this at my business. And I said, well, put it together.
Yeah, yeah, she's down in the valley. Yeah. You know, which is great to have an event down there, too.
Oh, yeah, and she will. So, hey, let's take our first break already. I know. If you have questions for Matt, you want to know about anything, he knows about it all, 702-298-1063. We're going to stick around. We're going to come right back. Oh, Paula Boy, he's coming up next. He's got Mayor Cal Sheehy in there and one of the city council members. You know, who knows?
Mountain View Homes, established in 1987 in Fort Mojave, Arizona. Glenn builds custom homes, track homes, on your lot, or he can assist you in finding a lot. Mountain View Homes is your one stop. Glenn has over 100 plans for you to look at, or meet with his draftsmen and design your dream home. Glenn has a model home available for you to see his quality workmanship. Call today. Sitting down and talking is free. 928-768-7253. 928-768-7253.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
How is your home or business security system? Does it function the way you want? Is it time for you to review your home or business security system? Bring in a professional? Barron Security Solutions are the professionals. Barron offers installation of today's best security systems and provides 24/7 monitoring with local service and support. Barron Security Solutions, with over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area. 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, down here on the ground floor where the food court is. You know, and not just the food court, but they've also got an ice cream store over in the corner. Upstairs, well, thrift shop to the watch band, sports items to, Route 21, famous shoes to sunglasses. Yeah, right here in the mall, plus 5 businesses on the front of the building that face Casino Drive. How cool is that? And there's even a dollar store in there and bikinis. Yes. So check out the Laughlin Mall. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Remodeling kitchens and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. A new custom floor, new custom cabinets, and new custom countertops. Homes, mobile homes, and commercial buildings. A beautiful new modern functioning bathroom or kitchen can be yours. See the showroom. Call 928-788-1000, Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. ProFit Kitchen. Yeah, we had dinner in there last night, rolling into their second year. See, my wife had a wrap, brought half of it home, and I had a turkey burger. Oh, so good. And people were coming in saying, I want to order my meal prep solution and pick it up in the morning. So, and then he has even had some key people from Kingman to come down and buy it for the whole week, take it back to work. And they're set for the whole week. If you want to do that, you can go to their website and check out their whole menu, ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. Kind of interesting that, you know, I'm talking about Bed Bath and Beyond, and he's the building next to you.
Yes, he is.
I'm talking about Eric Fox. He's in your Rotary Club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a small world, right?
It really is, you know. You know, the old Colorado Bell that was here years ago in the 80s, you walked in there and you knew 10 or 20 people in the room, you know. And still, you know, in this town, there's still groups of different people that meet and get together and do things.
Yeah, yeah, there sure is. It's nice.
Yeah.
Right?
So let's talk about Barron's for a minute.
Yeah, you got it.
Bugs.
Yes.
Bugs.
Yeah.
You treat the bugs.
We do. We treat. It's taking you some time, but we got you there, Larry.
Don't say spray.
We do not spray. And anybody can spray. You can go to the store and buy your stuff and spray.
And you texted me yesterday. Oh, well, not you, but the business, mm-hmm. because they're coming to my house at 2 o'clock today.
Excellent. Yeah,
they text you the day in advance, tell you the guy's name and everything.
That's the plan. Make it easy and convenient, let you know what's happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's been a nice part of the process over the years. You know, back in the day, it was,
you
know, everything was on paper and everything was phone calls and everything was, you know how the world is now. I mean, it's just a matter of how convenient can we make it and how people are busy and they need reminders. And so we text, we call, we email reminders. We've got all kinds of ways to remind folks. People are busy.
How's the security side?
Security's good. You know, with construction's good, we're good. We're always going to battle with the Amazon world and, you know, the online shopping stuff. But when you shop local with a security company, you get local support. And that's, to me, is the big thing, is something goes wrong, you call us and we come out and take care of it. You're not dealing with somebody out of Vegas or someone out of who knows where. And so, to me, security is a total shop local thing. I think that's super important. So, but things are good. We're busy.
Okay, we're done with Barron's.
Yeah, perfect. That's perfect.
Desert Tromp.
Yeah.
For the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
That's a few weeks away.
That's the weekend after Matadors. That's November 12th. And that's one of our biggest fundraisers. And Autumn, our executive director, does a great job with that. And we'll be out there at Exit 2 off the highway where we are every year. Off I-40. And Friday, it's the Jeeps and the smaller stuff. And then Saturday is most of the off-road vehicles.
Yeah.
And we'll have music and food, and it's the best off-road event of the year.
Your band there, the drummer, is the guy who follows me. You know,
oh, okay.
Paul Boy, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, so he'll be plugging that, too, just
excellent.
Because he's the band.
Yeah, there's another event that doesn't sell out, but it fills up real quick, and I think there's still some spaces, but a great event, November 12th.
Yeah. And then you have another memorial tournament you're doing.
Yeah, this is a big one for me. You know, on the first week in December, December 3rd, we have the Jason Smith Memorial Tournament. And Jason was a friend of mine and a friend of my family's. Our kids go to school together. He unfortunately passed away a little over a year ago. And to honor him, we threw together a golf tournament, which was really successful. But now we want to continue that every year.
Good.
The money goes to support Needles High School Athletics and River Valley High School Athletics, where
fabulous.
He was Jason was so involved in those communities, and his boy, who's my boy's age, is involved in athletics. So we're throwing that together, and if you want to support that, let me know.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. 758-5499.
You got it.
You always get a hold of Matt there. At Barron Services. Anything else?
No, and thank you for letting me talk about the community stuff.
Well,
so.
You know, I do, because number one, you know it all, and number two, it's valuable to our community.
It is. It is.
You know, these are the things that bring us all together and make our town complete.
Right. And I love my business, and I love talking about my business. But without the community, I don't have a business. Right. So
there you go.
Hand in hand.
Matt, thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry.
We're out of time. Stick around. We're going to come right back with TWN.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Aloha! Hi, this is Debbie Pennington with River Cities United Way. We are getting closer to our annual Aloha the Luau. Get your tickets today for this November 12th fundraiser. You can purchase online at havasuluau.com or you can call us directly at River Cities United Way. Authentic Hawaiian food and fire dancers will be featured on the beaches of the Nautical Beachfront Resort. United we win! Join us at the Aloha the Luau November 12th to support housing and food insecurity. For more information and tickets, go to havasuluau.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by the Go-Go's. Oh, no, not really. Brought to you by Arizona Cover Solutions. Summer temperatures, well, they're cooling off a little bit this week, but next week it's going to get hot again. How is your AC working? How's your swamp cooler working? Well, if you need some assistance, call Arizona Cover Solutions in Bullhead City and Needles. Everyone calls Arizona Cover Solutions because they come right out and do the job. That's it. Your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler, they can take care of all of them. One number for you to call, Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is celebrating breast cancer awareness. Wear pink this Saturday to WarmC, the 29th, between 11 and 1 in the WarmC Bistro, and then they're going to serve you some pink tea and crumpets. You can also hear a talk about breast cancer care and awareness from Dr. Kitty. And you're going to go home with some girly gifts and prizes. Questions? Call WarmC at 928-763-CARE because they do. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah. Relax and rejuvenate at the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Indulge yourself with a massage, a facial, a full body treatment, or pedicure. Fall special packages are available and couple suites too. You know, drag your husband along. Go in there and both of you get taken care of and come out rejuvenated. The spa at Laughlin Ranch, you can book them online or you can call, but online you just go to LaughlinRanch.com. All right, back in the studio now. And we threw Matt out and we have Ina and Mike. How are you guys?
Good, Larry.
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. How's the world at TWN, other than the fact that everybody calls and wants it?
It's definitely fast.
Yeah? I know. Well, I have it. I know. And I was telling Matt, because he's got an internet problem this morning at his company, and I said, I've never had to call. Yeah. I've never had to call and say, come out and fix something. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. I've had my service now at my home for a year, and I have not had to make that phone call.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and so the fact that it's fiber means it's not going to fail, right?
Correct. I mean, fiber, you know, it can break.
Right.
Right. You know, you got to be gentle with it, but it doesn't not work.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now you're going up in the desert foothills off the parkway?
Correct.
And they're going to get service soon?
Yeah, I think it's I don't have an exact date, but, you know, in a few months, they're starting to work on all the infrastructure, laying all the conduit.
That's the hardest part, isn't
that
it?
That is the hardest part. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of rock up there.
Oh, I know. I knew a friend of mine, actually when my wife had her chiropractic business, was a patient, and he was doing a lot of the rock work up there.
Yep.
And Desert Foothills and Laughlin Ranch is a tough ground.
Yeah. It's definitely putting our skills to the test.
Now, have you done Laughlin Ranch, or are you going to be doing them next because they're so close together? Or?
So, no, I'm not 100% the construction guy.
Right.
But from my understanding is the Laughlin Ranch does have pre-conduit already in there when they built that area. Yeah. So, and some fiber actually in there already, too, from AMAC.
Oh, okay.
So, we're testing fiber now, making sure the light's good, everything like that. So, that'll actually be a little bit quicker.
You're testing fiber, making sure the light is good?
Yeah, so that's how fiber works. It's all transmitted by light.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, see? So today, we're done. Have a great day.
I was wondering why you turned the lights off when you walked in.
So we're just, you know, testing, making sure everything's ready, and then as soon as it is, then that'll actually speed up that process in that one.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So how's the world of marketing?
Well, it's been really, really busy. You know, starting end of September, all of the events in town start happening.
Right.
And so we've been all over the place, which is a great problem to have, right?
Sure.
So I want to invite to all MEC members. They're having a member appreciation day this Thursday at the office on Hancock.
Uh-huh.
From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's cookies and popcorn and free giveaways. You get to spin the wheel and win a prize. Everybody wins something. And then I will also be there to help answer any TWN-related questions. So that's happening this week.
And that's 10 to 2 on Friday?
On Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I should write that down.
Yeah, you should. You should stop by if you have time.
I might.
Last week they were giving away those really nice cooler bags that they gave away at the annual member meeting.
Yeah.
And then they had some nice TWN folding chairs, amongst other things.
Chairs?
So, yes.
Oh, you get furniture there.
No. But yeah, it was really nice to get to thank everybody for being an MEC member and also get to talk about TWN services. And
is TWN giving away an 85-inch TV there that day?
Not that day, no.
I'll be there from 10 to 2, you know, the whole time. Keep filling out.
You know, maybe,
I'll be there too.
Maybe we should build something around that. Huh?
Yeah.
Right?
You're making notes, so that's good.
Yes, always. So, yeah, we're doing that. We were just at the Boys and Girls Club in Fort Mojave helping build that playground.
On Saturday,
that was fun, yeah. And then after that, Mike and some of our team will be in that golf tournament November 5th with, you say it because I'm going to say it the
Los
Spanish
Matadors.
Way. Yes, and then people will be like, oh, accuse me?
You can't say Los Matadors?
I can, but I'll say it in my very Spanish accent.
We want to hear it.
Okay, so
Los Matadores. Yeah. That's how I say it.
How is it?
Los Matadores.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's
okay.
How I say
that's
it.
That's what I meant.
Okay,
yeah, like,
sure,
I mean,
sure, guys.
Yeah.
So we did sponsor that event, and like I said, our team will be there as well. So
good.
And then after that, we'll be we also sponsor the Boys and Girls Club Desert Trump in
right.
November. So
there's your logo right there.
Yes,
yeah.
There we are. So we'll be out there as well. We also participated in the Girls Day Out event in Laughlin, and that was a lot of people specifically looking for TWN to, you know,
come
find
to their
out
neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. Find, so a lot of, interesting enough is we had a couple HOA meetings in Laughlin Ranch for Desert Foothills and Laughlin Ranch communities to go over what was happening with construction, talk about our plans and all of that information. And so they then followed me to the Girls Day Out event and just asked me more, which I love. So hopefully wherever I go now, I'll have a little following, you know, and
cool.
You guys can just add on and join us. But yeah, it's been really busy, really fun. And we're just very excited that people are excited about the services that we offer. And again, just a reminder, please pre-register. Mm-hmm.
Right, TWNCOMM.com/Mojave.
Correct. Yep. And if you live in an area where service is available to you and you are not happy with your current provider, we're here to help. Happy
absolutely.
To help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call. Call you. 888-227-2095. Yes.
Yep. Correct.
Yep. I've got to memorize it every day.
Yeah, you don't even have to call us, but you know it. You know?
So, yeah, that's a little bit of what we have going on.
Okay, fabulous. And when you pre-register, you're not committing, and you're not going to say, I'll pay you $100 a month to come to my house.
Correct.
You're just saying, send me information when you're going to come to my house.
Right.
Correct.
And then the big thing is, the more people that register in your neighborhood, the quicker they come.
That is true.
That can be a factor, yes.
Yep.
See, because I always say you did the mayor's community first.
I know.
But in reality, more people in Palo Verde Meadows filled out the information.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 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 But we always say it was the mayor, you know.
Yeah. That's your story and you're sticking to it, huh?
That's right. I don't care how many people pre-registered.
Yeah.
Well, in my neighborhood was second. And I'm like, wow, I'm surprised everyone registered, you know?
Yeah, it's people are just fed up.
Yeah.
They want something that works and something that they're paying for actually do what it's supposed to do.
Well, and, you know, we've seen some of the long-term companies mm-hmm. that have been here continue to not improve their products mm-hmm. and kind of go downhill a little bit.
Sure.
And once you get TWN in, you don't have that problem.
Yeah.
Yep. You know,
yeah,
it doesn't break. You heard Matt walk out saying, "Yeah, when are you coming to Fort Mojave to get my business on?"
Yeah, he's definitely on the list as soon as we're there.
Right,
you know, he will definitely be the first one.
So, are you going to complete the city limits before you start south?
I don't really know that.
Oh,
I wish I had that answer, but it's kind of.
We need Jeremy in here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Is that when we get back, we'll chat with Jeremy, and when we schedule our next visit, we'll make sure to bring him along.
I'm going to text him and say he's got
to
come in.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely the guy. If not, he needs to give us some good notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're so busy right now at Desert Foothills. They're constantly in and out of the office with so much going on. So, you know, we couldn't spare him today, but we will make sure to bring him because...
A day doesn't go by that I don't see a truck with that orange... glow on the back of it, you
sure,
know,
yep.
That's running around town with that great big reel with orange on
mm-hmm.
it, which
yeah.
is the
conduit.
That's a conduit that goes underground.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so
they're out there working their butts off.
Yeah. And you were telling, one of you was telling Matt, you got three more crews in?
Yeah. So we're bringing in, you know, as many crews as they can possibly afford to bring. So
right.
We have more drills coming. I believe we went from, I think, Mike was telling me 6 to 12, you know, to help dig through this stone and everything like
right.
that. So that's huge. So we're definitely trying to do everything that we can to speed things up.
Right.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
To go as fast as our internet?
I wish they were. Yeah. We need to get them some energy drinks.
Now, is anyone tracking how many calls you get at this 888 number that...
Yeah.
People call and go,
somebody is, but I
internet,
do not
I
have that
internet.
Answer at the moment.
Okay. But they are tracking it or walking into the MEC office going, how do I get that fiber stuff, you know? Or,
yeah.
And then your office is on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. It's actually the next building.
Yep.
But it's right there on Silver Creek, and there's three little buildings that are there. And you get a lot of people walking in going, can I buy this stuff now?
We actually are... our walk-in traffic has increased a lot within the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's really – usually we could go in there, grab a coffee, ask the girls how they're doing. No longer
– no.
We can no longer do that
can't
because
do it.
They are either on the phone or helping a customer in person. So that's really, really good to see.
Good.
We still need to work really hard to get the word out and to, you know, promote our business and our brand because some folks still don't know what TWN is. And so that's why we're here.
Well, I saw on Facebook people said, where was this Corn Fest?
Yeah.
Really? How did you not know? It's right smack in the middle of town. But some people, you know, they don't follow social media or don't get the newspaper or something, you know.
And a lot of people try to stay off 95.
Yeah. So, yeah, they do. Yep. The 95 is becoming a parking lot.
It is.
It's becoming the 5 freeway
in
L.A., you know. Yep. I mean, it just, especially around lunchtime.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere quick.
Yeah.
You know, you got to just take your time and sit back and fight through the traffic.
It's great for the area, but
yeah,
man,
I know. They're going to put in 9 right-hand turn lanes in the city.
Yeah.
And I haven't found out where they're at yet. I had the corporal in charge of traffic last week, and he goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I said, well, all right, I got to get Toby Cotter in here to tell us where those 9 turnouts are going to go.
Yeah.
So to help speed traffic and alleviate the backups.
Organize it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with TWN, you, besides the fiber, you also have telephone and TV streaming service.
Correct.
How's that work?
Well, the phone is obviously, it's through the internet. It's not a landline.
Right.
It's $24.95. If you have a plan for 100 megabytes or higher, then the phone is only $10.
Oh, okay.
TV streaming, we offer options. So there's a website that we... My Bundle TV. Mm-hmm. So you go on there, you answer a few questions, and it'll suggest what streaming services are best suited for your needs.
My wife streams all the time.
I know. Mm-hmm. We had a
Yeah.
We were talking about how that's, she does not care for regular cable TV
anymore.
No,
she'll watch HBO, but she'll also stream a lot of the channels and stuff, and that's become her thing.
Yeah.
It's becoming a lot of everybody's thing.
I think that's been my thing for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it gives you options and opportunities to see things you don't normally see on, the big network TVs.
Correct,
And also, I think people don't realize that you can still watch some of those same shows and channels that you would watch on cable or satellite via streaming.
Yeah.
There's YouTube TV, which I believe is $65, that has some of those channels. It also has local channels. So you can cut the plug. You don't have to have satellite or cable anymore. You can do the same things that you're doing now for half the price online.
Wow.
And so, again, with TWN, having, symmetrical speeds and unlimited data and all that good stuff, there's no reason why you wouldn't do that if
and
you have service available to you.
And at no point in time you're going to watch that little wheel go around and around
in
the center of the TV going, oh, it's not picking it up.
That's not going to happen anymore. And again, it's, you can do the same stuff for half the price.
You know what that circle is, right?
No.
That's the original Twilight.
The
what? Twilight Zone.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah, huh.
Really?
Yeah. No, I have no clue. It just sounded really good.
I used to watch the Twilight Zone. I don't remember that at all. Rod Sterling, Yeah. All right, let's take a break here. If you have questions for our guest, call us up after Olivia Newton-John, 702-298-1063. They'll answer your questions for you. Stick around. We're going to come right back. Tomorrow on the show, we have Marilyn Leisure and Nancy Monjo.
Tuesday, November 8th is Election Day, and Mojave Electric Cooperative would like to remind you to vote the full ballot. To ensure safe, reliable, and affordable power, be sure to vote the Arizona Corporation Commission election on your ballot. The ACC commissioners oversee the state utilities, and we request your support in voting for those who support cooperative principles like reliability, co-op flexibility, affordability, and all types of generation. Please remember to vote November 8th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafar, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great Service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Walker Service Electric. The Walker electricians are all over Mojave County, Kingman, Havasu, Bullhead, and all the areas in between. Taking care of homes, apartments, condos, mobiles, and any size business, plus new construction and high-line power. Need an electrician? Think Walker Service Electric. Put down the number in your cell phone because they're available 24-7. 928-718-9444. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, where it's burger, fries, and pie time. Yes, 5 different burgers for you to choose from. Add cheese, add bacon, you get fries with it, and then you pick your favorite piece of pie. Oh, I know. Chocolate cream, you know, butter, whatever you want. If you like burgers, head to Perkins right now. Plus over 100 Coca-Cola products. Who knew there was 100 Coca-Cola products? And don't forget, on Friday is Fish Fridays. All you can eat. Yes. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. I lost my place here. Service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus, they have curbside trash pickup for your residence, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside trash pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. All right, back in the studio. We got about 6 minutes left with our guest in regards to TWN. And what are the questions that you hear, Mike, from the public most of the time? Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are some of them?
Yeah.
The number one thing is when.
When?
Yeah, absolutely, when. And then the second most thing is how do I get it?
Oh, okay, right? Yeah.
So obviously we want to get people pre-registered, like we said earlier, as much as, but that's the fastest way that we can get you guys the great service.
Well, and the thing is, too, talk to your neighbors and tell them to go on, you know, or if you know somebody in the same neighborhood, because you base your next neighborhood based upon how many people there have shown interest.
It definitely does have a pull.
Yeah. Right?
So I did it at my house. I went, all my neighbors, you know, if they like me or not. I told them, hey, you know, we need this here as much as we need
the 30 neighbors that don't like
you. Another Dollar General,
and
or
the one,
you know,
that did.
Yeah. So they did it, and it helped. And I am down by the mayor area.
Oh, okay.
All right. So so maybe, see, I'm just saying, maybe we did all help.
So you
mayor
and the mayor out. Both.
Yeah. But I wasn't working for the TWN at the time.
Sure.
So I had no. Yeah, okay.
Right.
I just want to make sure that's out there. But
that's real clear.
Yeah.
When do you get it in your neighborhood?
Well, I'm not one. I'm not the mayor or related to him.
And you're not Mike.
And I'm not Mike.
Yeah.
So I am. I believe I am after
Camp Mojave.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're out there in Fort Mojave.
No, I am.
Midland.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Right,
so
between.
Near the MEC.
Oh, okay.
Member Services Office, yeah.
Okay, well,
it's okay, guys. We'll get there soon.
Nice thing about that's a lot of aerial down there, so it's not as much digging.
Right.
So hopefully that'll help with the time.
And then there's going to be a day where you walk in here and go, I got it.
Well, you know what happens a lot is I get to work from home. I go into the office 1 or 2 days a week.
Right.
But there are many times where I plan on working from home and I'm doing, you know, multiple things.
And your internet goes out.
Yeah. And so then I have to run to the office. And people look at me, oh, you're just coming in? Oh, no, I've been working all day, but I needed to upload this, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
And so, I'm very excited for when I do have it. But in the meantime, I at least have it in the office, so we can still function as we should. So.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I know we have just a few more minutes, but I just want to reiterate how important it is to please pre-register. And if you are interested in our service and you're not sure if it's available in your area, go on our website. Go on our website, type in, you know, I want fiber, type in your address, and it'll show you what services are available to you. So, for instance, if you go on there and it shows you, I think it's fixed wireless, mm-hmm. right? Y-Power is what it's called. It's
right.
It's the little satellite, so that's different than fiber. So for us that don't have fiber available to us, if I was to type in my address, that's what shows up for me.
Ah.
So you might think, oh, wow, well, in your, you know, brochure it says that you have up to 1 gigabyte, but on the website it only shows me this. Well, that's why. It's because it's only showing what's available to you in your area.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So that's, I just wanted, you know, we get that question asked a lot, and so
sure.
I wanted to, you know, take the opportunity to talk about it here. Again, if you are unsure, go on our website, type in your address, and check out, you know, what is available to
you. And that's TWNCOM.com/Mojave.
Yep.
Yes.
I mention it every day. You know?
I know. Thank you, Larry.
And I hope that you will take 2 minutes and do that today so you can find out when you get fiber in your neighborhood.
Absolutely. I know we're out of time, Larry, but I'm going to take a selfless plug here and say congratulations to my softball team, Red Thunder, winning the championship last night.
Oh.
So congratulations, girls.
Girls team from where?
Bullhead City.
Is it travel?
No, it's rec ball.
Oh,
but
okay.
But they put the work in and 10U, and they went out there and they took home the win. So
fabulous.
Yeah.
So that's first place?
First place, yes, sir.
Where'd you take them for dinner?
We're going to be doing ice cream and stuff on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ice cream?
We were at the field until almost 11 o'clock last night. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Which field do you play on?
At Rotary Park.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah.
That's so fabulous out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
under the lights?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't get better.
I mean, they have really worked on that park hard.
Yes.
Dave Heath and his crew and made it a really nice park.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your kids love it.
We were talking earlier about Slaborama, and that's going to also be in Rotary Park. That will be right off of Lakeside under that big Ramada there. That's where they hold that and take over all the soccer fields.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sure you will be there at Slaborama with a booth.
We shall see.
January 9th.
TBD.
Yeah.
To be determined.
All right. Well, okay, thank you both. Do we have a number for the office or just the 888
number? 888
number.
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so once again, it's 888-227-2095. If you have questions, you can always call that number. Put it in your cell phone so you have it with you. And we'll see you guys in a couple months.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you so much for coming in. You bet. There's your update for TWN. Okay, Paul Lavoie's coming up next. Stick around. He's going to have Mayor Cal Sheehy in there and one of the city council members that Cal bugged and said, come on the show with me. And then tomorrow on this program, we have Mayor Leisure, who's going to be talking about the Trunk or Treat coming up Monday night. And then they'll also talk a little bit about the Spook House at Gary Keith Park and what days it's going to be open and whatnot. So tune in tomorrow. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.